You have Army and Navy who are in the same conference right now. The Big 12, it's an okay conference. It's not awful, but really at the top of this conference in the Big 12, Iowa State and BYU.
Mm-hmm.
And Navy, it's possible that Army and Navy could play each other on championship weekend now that they're in the same conferences, they're not independent. It's possible that Army and Navy could play each other twice at the end of the year. All right, BYU and Iowa State could possibly play each other in the Big 12 championship game the same weekend that Army and Navy play. All right, here's the caveat, and here's the conversation we got into, and I don't think a lot of people are realizing this. All right, the top four conference champions get the bye week. All right, and the conversation popped up yesterday. Is it possible that the winner of an Army-Navy conference championship game, I'm not talking about the Army-Navy game, I'm talking about the conference championship game, is it possible that the winner of that game is actually ranked higher than whoever wins the Iowa State-BYU game to win the Big 12? Now, I will concede one thing before you break out into your argument. If Iowa State or BYU stay undefeated and win the Big 12, it's a lock that they will finish ahead of Army and Navy. All right? But Army and Navy, when you look at their schedules, they are each other's toughest competition. And the College Football Playoff Committee will select those top four before the Army and Navy game. So it's not like whoever plays the second time around gets a chance to kind of beat back on Army and Navy. All right, Army and Navy are both very good football teams. The conversation yesterday, Bo, and we'll get to Tennessee, Bama, we'll get to Texas, Georgia in just a second. The conversation yesterday was, is there a chance that Army or Navy become a first-round bye? Is there a chance that they are actually ranked ahead of the Big 12 champion when it's all said and done? Because the Big 12, unfortunately, outside of BYU and Iowa State, an extremely weak conference this year.
No. Because when I read off a schedule of Lehigh, FAU, Rice, Temple, Tulsa, UAB, terrible, East Carolina.
UAB is awful.
Air Force, at North Texas, Notre Dame, there's the one.
Okay.
There's the only game.
I think they both play Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken.
They do. Okay. UTSA and then Navy. That's Army's schedule.
Yep.
You go to Navy's, and it's Bucknell, Temple, Memphis, okay. Memphis, not terrible.
Yeah.
At UAB, terrible.
Awful.
Air Force, Charlotte. Oh, man, big game against powerhouse Charlotte.
You were on the grounds this
weekend. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, nothing. Notre Dame, at Rice, at USF, Tulane, at East Carolina, and then in Army. No, because I'm going to tell you something. I'll show you Iowa State's schedule right now, and it's all right. Iowa State, North Dakota, better opponent than almost anything on their on the schedule there. Iowa, Arkansas State, Houston, Baylor, West Virginia, UCF, Texas Tech, Kansas, Cincinnati, Utah, and Kansas State to finish. Iowa State's already better than right there, and BYU has got a couple of good wins themselves. I'd have to find theirs, but I'm telling you. They're as bad as it is, there's no way Army and Navy would have to each blow out Notre Dame and then blow out the other one in that conference championship game to get that.
Yeah.
And then they still have to finish that they would still have to beat the other team again.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. The College Football Playoff Committee selects the teams before the second time they play. So that game is actually the Army-Navy game is a week before the first round of the playoffs.
I don't think there's any way.
What about if, let's just say, both Iowa State and BYU have a loss. One of them's going to, then they'd play each other in the championship game with one loss. All right, then we're talking about maybe a different scenario. I just think it's more likely than you think it is. And I think it's more likely than anybody ever expected it might be.
Also,
Big 12's a weak league, dude.
The Notre Dame win will be lessened by Georgia Tech beating them this weekend.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
No, there's no hope. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Let's hope those boys from the flats can go out and take care of business in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I get a lot of confidence in them. And I'm going to tell you something. I think Georgia Tech is going to feel themselves walking in. Brent Key, already, at 5-2?
Got a little swagger to him, man. Got a little swagger to him, old Brent.
I told Art, while we were watching the West Virginia-Iowa State game on the road in Charlotte, and I said, hey, congratulations on being bowl eligible.